Lesson 6, Perfectionism. Decreasing our stressors and increasing our coping skills leads to feelings of peace and strength. These things increase our confidence that we have the power to handle our problems. As a reminder, stressors are those things that cause fear, anxiety, worry, stress, or panic in our lives. Some stressors are things we can't really change. We just have to deal with them. But there are other stressors in our lives that we do have the power to reduce or eliminate. And we're going to talk about one of those today. I'm going to explain about perfectionism. There is a type of all-or-nothing thinking called perfectionism, and it is not our friend. Perfectionism is not the same as striving for excellence or striving for perfection. Striving for excellence has high expectations and includes a pattern of trying, making mistakes, and trying again. Each day we do our best, and as we continue to do our best gradually becomes better. Striving for excellence is not stagnant. It involves movement and progression in a positive direction. It is based on a foundation of confidence, courage, hope, hard work, and patience. Perfectionism, on the other hand, is a counterfeit to striving for perfection. And like most counterfeits, it looks enough like the real thing to confuse some people. Perfectionism also has high expectations, but there are only two options: perfection, meaning being without flaw, or failure. Every day and in every circumstance, we must be without flaw. If we make a mistake in some way, then we have failed. Perfectionism is not interested in progression. It's more about arriving and staying in one place. It's about trying to reach that perfect spot and then holding that position. Perfectionism relies on self and is based on a foundation of pride, self-doubt, and fear. There is fear of failure, fear of what other people will think, and fear of not being good enough. Perfectionism can lead to several limiting actions. First of all, perfectionism can block us from acting and moving forward. We want to be perfect, which means we can't make a mistake, so we want to know everything and understand everything before we act. But it's pretty hard to really know everything and understand everything, so we just shut down and don't start at all. I don't think I can do it perfectly, so why try? Or, I know I'm just going to fail, so why try? It's much safer to stay here. Remember, perfectionism believes perfection is a place, like standing in a magic circle, and we don't want to risk doing anything where we might step outside of that circle. Sometimes perfectionism shows itself in giving up. We try and fail, so we quit. If we can't do it right the first time, then we certainly don't want to try again. Perfectionism can also lead to being critical and judgmental. This can come from two different sources. On the one hand, if I feel like I'm not as good as someone else, I may want to justify myself for searching for ways to tear them down so they're not above me. If I'm not perfect, then you can't be perfect either. This is kind of like the crab in the pot analogy. You may have heard that if you put one crab in a pot, the crab can climb out of the pot and get away. But if you put two crabs in a pot, then neither of them can get away, because if one starts to climb, the other will pull him back. So if we're being like a crab in a pot and we're feeling jealous of someone else, then the natural response is to be critical and judgmental about that person so that, at least in our minds, they're still on the same level that we are. There's another direction that perfectionism can lead to being critical and judgmental, and that is when we think that we are better than somebody else. Because of our superior position, we get to point out everyone else's flaws so that they can fix them. Just for your information, nobody likes or appreciates that, but nevertheless, some people feel very justified in their criticism and judgment. They sincerely believe that they're doing people a favor by criticizing and judging other people's flaws. This goes back to a basic premise of perfectionism, which is relying on yourself. People who are following the method of perfectionism believe it's my job to be perfect and it's my job to perfect those around me. Whether a person is critical and judgmental of someone that they think is better than them or someone that they think is worse than them, a key factor is the process of comparing. Perfectionism naturally leads to social comparison. In 1954, psychologist Leon Festinger proposed the social comparison theory, which studies this tendency to compare ourselves with others and seeks to find some answers as to why we do it. He concluded that humans have an innate drive to evaluate our opinions and our abilities, and also a drive to improve our abilities. If we don't have an objective means to evaluate those things, then we compare them with other people's abilities and opinions. Perfection is an objective way to evaluate our abilities. Something is either perfect or it's not. It either has flaws or it doesn't. Perfectionists try to measure themselves against that measuring stick, but the truth is that no one can actually do it. We all make mistakes. But perfectionists are desperate to evaluate their abilities, so they turn to the next best alternative, which is to compare them with other people's abilities. In general, there are two kinds of social comparison: upward social comparison and downward social comparison. Upward social comparison is where we compare ourselves with those that we believe are better than us. And downward social comparison is when we compare ourselves with those that we believe are worse off than ourselves. This idea of comparing ourselves to other people, whether we believe they are above us or below us, comes very naturally. But does it help us or hurt us? My answer is, it depends. It depends on why we're comparing ourselves in the first place. And I'll explain more about that in the next lesson. In closing, I'd like to share a quote from Michael Law. He said, "At its root, perfectionism isn't really about a deep love of being meticulous. It's about fear. Fear of making a mistake, fear of disappointing others, fear of failure, fear of success."